Hi, thank you for joining me again this week. I hope that you're doing well. It's been quite an exciting time to see things beginning to reopen in New York State and in our region and in our church as well. I wanted to read a verse for you from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. So we are no longer to be children tossed back and forth by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching, by the trickery of people who craftily carry out their deceitful schemes. But practicing the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Christ, who is the head. From him, the whole body grows, fitted and held together through every supporting ligament. As each one does its part, the body builds itself up in love. It seems like these last few weeks have been just a time of being tossed around up and down and trying to make decisions along the way and changes that seem every week and every day. And I know that many of you are feeling the same way, wanting to find stability again, but that stability is always found in Jesus Christ. And we find in this passage in Ephesians that it's Christ who is the head of the body. And he's the one who gives direction to the whole body, the body of Christ, you and me as followers of Jesus Christ. And he does that in such a way that each of us contributes in the way that we're to contribute. And during this time, many people have been contributing. Many people have been helping with the reopening, making it a safe environment, helping us to reopen in a way that will be beneficial to all who come and beneficial for the advancement of the cause of Christ. And it says here that as each one does its part, the body builds itself up in love. And so as we're coming back into meetings again and being able to be together, we want to make sure that we're doing so in such a way that we're showing very clearly our love for God himself, our love for one another, and our love for our community. And the way that we do that will tell a lot about what we have learned over these weeks of isolation and quarantine. It will teach us that we have grown. I hope that we've grown in our appreciation for one another and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so let's keep praying together. Let's keep growing together and letting the Lord form us into being loving disciples of Jesus Christ. Thank you, and I hope you have a great week.